How you doing?
Excellent, thanks.
Great. Well, I've been welcoming hundreds and hundreds of people to tonight's call, Cody, and you know, there's some very exciting things happening in Send Out Cards land, and I don't need to tell you that. We're going to be talking about some of those things tonight, and so I think I'm just going to just kick it right off and say tonight, you know, it's my pleasure to introduce the founder and CEO of Send Out Cards, Mr. Cody Bateman. He's got some real fun and exciting things to share with you, and then we've got some special guests that are going to be talking about what Cody talks about. So go ahead, Cody.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it. You know, this is I always feel it an honor to be on your call. It's the call that you've done over the past, I don't know, what, 5 or 6 years now has really become a staple at Send Out Cards. It's always been held on Monday nights, and this will be the final Monday night Jordan Adler call. Your call is now moving to Sundays, and we are going to be picking up a Monday night call, and the leadership of Send Out Cards will be doing a special Monday night leadership call forevermore, basically. So we're excited about that. And again, this is kind of a historic moment because you've been doing this call for so long. It's been such a great, great blessing to all of us at Send Out Cards, this call. I can't tell you how many people, Jordan, that I've heard talk about how they have downloaded old conference calls, Jordan Adler conference calls, archived calls, and put it on their iPods and listen to those calls while they're jogging or something like that, and been very inspired by many of your calls. So first of all, I just really want to thank you for the incredible inspiration you have given to all of us, and so consistently. I mean, every single week, I remember being on vacation with you at times. We're in the middle of vacation, and you stop everything you're doing to go make sure you hold your call. So you've been very consistent over the years, and this is just kind of a historic moment for us. So thank you, Jordan. Appreciate that.
Thank you. And, Cody, I do have to say this. My life would not be what it is today, and it's pretty darn good, if it wasn't for you and your vision and your dream and your support. And, you know, we've had many, many conversations over the years that have gotten me through some, you know, tough times, and it's been great to have somebody like you to lean on, and also just your inspiration is really, you know, I could never say enough. So thank you for that, and I'm just it's a real blessing to have you as a business partner in this thing.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that. And as you mentioned, we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on. I'll tell you, this is it's been an incredible experience since convention. I mean, things are really exploding. We announced a lot of exciting new tools at the convention, new programs. We're going to talk a lot tonight about those, the new 10 and 10 plan, a lot of fun things. And we just want to share with you what's happening out there. And those of you who are on this call, I think it's real important to note that there are many, many, many people in Send Out Cards that still don't know about this stuff. They don't know about the new tools being used. A lot of people still don't know about the new qualified distributor program. You got to go out and get the queue. You know, a lot of people saying, what does that mean to go out and get the queue? And, you know, we're going to talk about that tonight and how important it is to your business. So what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, I just want to kind of give everybody an overview of everything that's going on right now in Send Out Cards, and then a lot of our top leaders in Send Out Cards are on the call tonight, and they're going to be sharing with you some of their experiences over the last week of doing the things, they're already doing the things that I'm about to talk about. The first thing I want to mention is, first of all, we had a very, very successful convention. Thank you to everybody for an incredible convention experience. It takes 3,500 to 4,000 card-sending people in one room at one time to bring off the spirit of the event like you saw the Freedom Convention. All of the speakers were phenomenal. We had all of our in-house speakers this year, which was absolutely incredible. Ton of inspiration, ton of training. I just can't say enough about the four-day convention that we had, and all of your kind words since then have been very much appreciated. Great thanks to all of our staff and everybody, and we'll just keep doing it. I mean, the next big event's in January, as you know. We've got the big Recruiting Mastery event January 19th through the 21st. We want to encourage everybody to get scheduled. That's in Salt Lake City. And it's going to be an amazing event. And then our national convention in June of next year back in Las Vegas. And then another large event in October. So we're real excited about that. Let me just jump into this real quick. First of all, we announced a convention, several things. And everybody, I hope you all understand that all of the moves that we're making is to support the twofold mission to send out cards. We want to do everything we can to truly help millions of people to act their problems, not thousands, but millions. How do we go to the masses while at the same time providing a vehicle for financial freedom? So everything we introduced at convention were ways to enhance that twofold mission, enhance our ability to reach the masses, get to millions of people, and also increase or improve upon our vehicle for financial freedom. So what I'm about to share with all of you, some of you may have be hearing this for the first time, and there's some announcements we're going to give for the first time tonight. But you will see how all of these things are going to support that. First of all, we introduced the Q, and the Q changes everything. And that's really the topic of our call tonight, is that the Q changes everything. What is the Q? The Q is becoming a qualified distributor. Who needs to get the Q? Everybody needs to get a Q. It doesn't matter if you're an Eagle, senior executive, executive. Everybody needs to go out and get the Q. And just to kind of share with you, all new distributors that have signed up since the convention, they must get the Q to advance to a new rank called senior distributor, which is now the first rank advancement. So the first thing you want to do is get the Q. And so all new distributors will have to get the Q in order to advance to senior distributor, and then they can go on and advance to manager, and we're excited about that. All existing distributors prior to convention, anybody who is a distributor prior to convention, you must get the Q to be recognized as a Q-qualified distributor. And so you want to get that. Everybody, even an Eagle, has to get the Q next to their name in order to be recognized as a Q-qualified Eagle distributor or a Q-qualified senior executive distributor, whatever it is. So we want, you know, everybody to do that. So what is the Q? How does a distributor get the Q? Most of you know this, and if you do, it's just a recap for you. To get the Q, you need to have 3 personal distributors with a wholesale premium package and 10 customers on a 980 subscription or a total of $98 per month or more on customer subscriptions. So any of that will count, but we basically call it the 3 and 10. You have 3 personally sponsored reps with a wholesale premium package and at least 10 customers on a 980 plan or $98 in total customer volume. That gets you the Q. And now the Q, what does the Q do for your send out cards business? Again, that's how I started the call. It dramatically enhances the twofold mission that all of us have promised to deliver. With the new $9.80 plan, we're able to help millions to act on their promptings because we have a simple way for people to get on. And with the challenge for all distributors to get the Q, we've dramatically enhanced your vehicle for financial freedom. The way that works is all of those Qs represent volume, folks. The Q will triple your volume in your organization. It takes the average volume per rep from $31, which it's been for a long, long, long time. Your average volume per rep in your organization has been about $31. Well, now that Q is going to increase that to about a $93 average. That's triple volume, triple checks. It's a very, very exciting thing for all of our organization. Now, we'll talk a little bit about how people are getting the Q. And the way we're getting the Q is that at convention we introduced a new tool that's working phenomenally well, phenomenally well. And I think it's really important that people understand how that tool is being used. Your leaders are on the call tonight to talk about how the new tool is being used. In fact, one of the things I want to talk about right now is what is the daily method of operation that is working with distributors who are quickly getting that Q. You know, what are you doing? What are the people doing that are quickly getting that? And here's what I've noticed. This is what I've noticed, and your leaders are going to give candid examples of this right now on this call. But here's what I've noticed about those who have gone out and quickly gotten the cue. The first thing they did that's common amongst all of them is they set a goal to be in the 10 and 10 club no matter what. 10 and 10 club is to get your 10 customers within 10 days after the convention. And we've announced, and it's on the website right now, that the deadline of that is midnight on August 31st, okay? So you want to be at 10 and 10. Now, there's only one opportunity for everybody on this call. There's only one opportunity for you to ever be in the 10 and 10 club, and that is right now up until the end of the month. So it's a very, very, very important thing to do is to get yourself qualified for the 10 and 10. And I've noticed those who've already gotten qualified, that's the first thing they did. They set a goal. No matter what, they were going to be in the 10 and 10 club. I challenge everybody on this call to make sure that you are in the 10 and 10 club no matter what. You just set the goal and it's going to happen. And so that's the first thing. Set the goal to be in the 10 and 10. The second thing is to be prepared by doing the following three things. There's three things I've noticed people do. The first is get out there right now, if you haven't done it already, make a list of 30 to 40 people to contact in the next couple of days. And these could be people out of your contact manager, people you've contacted. It doesn't matter. Just make a list of 30 to 40 people. There is a sense of urgency, folks. You want to do this. Get a list of 30 to 40 people to contact in the next several days. The second thing is get them to watch the new customer video and the upgrade video. Those are the new tools that we introduced. And the third thing is be prepared to take the order. That's probably one of the most important things. Be prepared to take the order. Now, the quickest way to do this, and again, your leaders are going to talk about how they've done this. The quickest way to do this is to take your list, call the people, send them to your personal site at sendoutcards.com/your ID number, and have them watch the video. You'll notice now that it's set up automatically. Once they go to your site, the video starts playing automatically, which is really cool. So that's the quickest, easiest way to do it is just get people to that site, get them to watch the video. Now, before you have them log on to that video and play it, you want to ask a question. And this is what I've noticed has worked very well for our leaders on the call. Before you play that video, ask the person you're talking to think of anyone they know, including themselves, that would be excited to use the product that you're about to see on the video. Make sure you ask that question. While you're watching this, think of anyone that you know, including yourself, that you think might be excited to use this product. Okay, well, let's play it for you now. Now, when they finish watching the video, you want to ask another question. Is this a product you would like to try out, and can you think of others who would like to try it out? If they say yes to those questions, have them click on the envelope icon that's at the bottom of your personal site, and that envelope icon will click the upgrade video. The upgrade video is sharing a quick 3.5 minute on the opportunity of send out cards. I'm telling you, folks, this tool is working phenomenally well. The next thing is be prepared to take their customer or distributor order. And the best way to be do that is be with them on the phone. If they have the time, walk them through the application right then on the phone. If they don't have the time, be prepared with a paper application. Now, you're going to notice if you click into your main menu, there is a banner. And the banner says 10 and 10 Club, click here to download applications. Click on that, and you'll be able to download applications that you can print off. And I highly encourage you to have a bunch of those with you. So the best thing to do is take them to your website, have them watch a video, and hopefully they have time for you to sign them up right on the spot, and you can do that. If they don't have the time, make sure you print off a bunch of those applications and use those. So the other thing we may encourage you to do is you also have a way that you can download these videos onto your smartphone, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever, so that you can actually have these videos everywhere you go. We're actually going to send a recap email out to everybody tomorrow morning that will have those video links on them so that you can download them. Now, whether you've downloaded them or not doesn't matter. Just take people to your site and use the tool. I'm just giving you extra fun little things that people are doing that work very well. I feel like I've done a whole bunch of talking, Jordan. I know that there's many people, some of our top leaders have done exactly what I have mentioned so far on the call, and they have amazing stories to tell. So we might want to just hear a few of those right now. You want to guide those folks?
Yeah, absolutely, Cody. Thank you. Actually, the individuals, by the way, that are on the call with us tonight that have open lines are people that have built massive organizations in network marketing and with send-out cards. And quite frankly, they don't need to go out and get their 10, really. I mean, they've already achieved that success, but they're leaders. And most leaders believe in our company that they're not going to ask someone in their organization to do something that they're not willing to do. And so I have to give it to these guys, very successful. We're very fortunate because they're not just top people in our company, but these are industry leaders. These are network marketing top professionals in the network marketing profession. And so we've got Bob and Betty Ann Golden, Eagles from Las Vegas, Nevada, Tommy Wyatt and Curtis Lucy from Connecticut, Damar Zimmerman's on from Salt Lake City, Utah. Damar, are you with me? I hope so. Jimmy Packard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, great. Jim Packard, executive from Arizona, are you with me? Jim Packard? What about Eric Worry from Minnesota?
I'm here.
Well, okay, great. What about Jimmy Dick? Jimmy Dick, executive from Virginia. Are you with me, Jimmy?
Yeah, but I'm from North Carolina.
Well, North Carolina, somewhere down there in the south, right?
But the hurricane about blew me into Virginia.
I'll get it right one of these days. Sorry about that, Jimmy. So, hey, guys, I think I just want to open it up and start off by asking the question, what does this mean to our send-out cards business? How does this strategic move help to grow everyone's business? And, Jimmy, why don't you start? Would that be all right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be glad to. I'd like to just say that I was just barely got on the call because we had a meeting here tonight in our town. And everything Cody was saying is right. And one of the things that really hit home tonight, and I was sharing with some of our local leaders, is at the end of the meeting, we actually did our meeting exactly like Cody's talking about. We went in, we asked the questions, showed the video, clicked the uplink video, and then at the end I just asked, how do you see yourself using this thing? I mean, you know, do you see yourself as somebody sending cards, never forgetting a birthday anniversary, sending out positive energy, getting back more, somebody doing that and getting paid to do it? And of course, there was two guests sitting right over to my right, and then I asked them, and they said, yeah, I want to get paid. And so I said, okay, are you prepared tonight to go ahead and become an entrepreneur at $457? And they both said, no, I don't have the money. Now, before tonight, before this 3 and 10 came up, that was the end. I didn't have any way to really hook those people, but I said, well, that's okay. Why don't we go ahead and set up the free system for you with a 980 subscription and let you go ahead and start loading your contact manager, building experience and cards, and then you can just upgrade when you get the money. And they both came to the front and signed up. That's the difference, is we now have a hook. We now have a real easy segue for people to come from looking at our product to coming into our business. And without this 980 subscription program that Cody's just released, those people were gone. They didn't have the money, and they're gone. But now they're in the system. They hung around and hung around. That's why I was late. And they're very excited. And, you know, they're talking about when I can go ahead and upgrade and strategies of who I was going to get and who was going to sign up. But before this, those folks were out of that room and gone. And once they got away from it, they were gone forever. Now, that is incredibly powerful for what we have. And the other thing is we can just simply go out there and start creating that momentum. You know, and I said it at the convention, I'm going to say it again, I don't want to offend anybody, but say, what's the difference now? Well, up until this happened, we really did, and I'm a farm boy, and I can do analogies in farms, but it was like we had a pasture full of cows, and the bull was in the barn, and the gates closed, and Cody just opened the gate and turned the bull to the pasture. And, you know, our business is exploding, and people are excited, and I don't care what it takes. I don't care what you do. You go out there, and you do whatever it takes to get this 10 and 10 done. You get 10 subscription customers before midnight Mountain Time on August the 31st, because that's a distinction you will wear forever in send-out cards that will never happen again. And it's going to be an elite club. I can see in the future Cody even having special things and recognition for the members of the 10 and 10 club. They're not just Q they are 10 and 10 Q. That's a rare and special and elite group of people. So I bet he's going to give everybody a free ticket to the big event in Vegas who does that. Do it on a whatever-it-takes basis. Jordan, I'm more excited than I've ever been in any business I've ever been. We have found the link. We have really lowered the gate. We've opened the gates, and we are turning the flood out. This thing is awesome. We're looking at, as Eric says, we're looking at that massive growth that we've all been looking for.
You know, one thing I'm looking at as well, you know, with the holidays coming up, and we're only in August here, but, you know, we're putting thousands of the company through the distributors, 100% through our distributors are putting thousands of customers into the organization. And, heck, if you go out and put 10 people into the business and help a few of those people, just a couple, three people get started, you could have an organization of a few hundred people between now and the holidays with a few, you know, with 1,000 customers between now and the holidays. And
hey,
and imagine.
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
Okay. And then imagine, though, you know, during the holidays, people will purchase additional points for gifts and to send out their holiday campaigns of 100 or 200 cards. And imagine that what that will do to your residual income. So there's a real opportunity there. We've got limited time. We've only got about 20 minutes, and I've got a lot of ground to cover here. Cody, go ahead.
Jordan, this is Cody. Sorry, I wanted to just throw in something based on what you just said. You know, you mentioned how thousands of people are going to be coming on. I want to share with you what already is happening. I'm just going to share some numbers with everybody so you can see what so let's not talk about what we think is going to happen. I'm going to tell you what has happened since convention. It's unbelievable. I mean, let's check this out. So since convention, since we introduced the new tools and we introduced the queue, everybody go get the queue and the new senior distributor thing, the week after convention, which was the full week last week, the week after convention was the biggest customer subscription gathering week in the history of the company, and most people did not even start pursuing these orders until around midweek. You know, everybody was getting back from convention. Everybody was traveling. They were getting back, and they weren't getting settled in to go out and use this tool we have until about midweek last week. So really, these orders started kicking about Wednesday of last week, and we still managed to gather the largest subscription gathering week in the history of our company. And check this out. That was 53%. We had a 53% increase over the previous record-breaking customer week, which was the week of June 6th, about a week after we introduced the $9.80 plan. Remember, we had such a huge week then. A 53% increase over our biggest week ever, a 392% increase over the previous week. And our distributor signups are also up last week, 161% over the previous week. This is what's already happening, folks. These are big, big numbers, and I don't think we've even gotten out of the gate yet. I think the numbers are going to get dramatically even bigger than that because people are just getting settled in. I mean, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, they're really just starting to figure it out. And also keep in mind, if you're a brand-new distributor, I know we've got quite a few hundred brand-new distributors on with us tonight. We're just talking about scratching the surface. This was an announcement that was just recently made. This new program, this $9.80 a month program with no setup fee and all the bells and whistles, that was just announced. We anticipate bringing millions of people on through the distributors over the next few years, and that's the opportunity that we all have in building this. So, and if you just have a sliver of that, that's an opportunity for you to create a residual income for yourself. So, I want to shift gears just a little bit and open this up to all of our top leaders here that are listening in tonight and on the moderator lines. What are some of your personal stories over the last few days of getting customers? I'll start off by sharing one of mine. My bookkeeper, who obviously sees everything about my financial situation on almost a daily basis, she has not been a customer of mine for 6.5 years since I've been in the business. I called her on the phone and I said, "Christy, are you near your computer? I need 3 minutes of your time. I want you to watch something and tell me whether it's something you think you would be interested in." And she said, "Sure." And I had her go to the website and watch the 3-minute video. And when we were done, she goes, "I could use this." And I go, "Great. I'd like to sign you up. It'll cost you $15 to sign up and $10 a month with no contract. Can I go ahead and get you set up?" And she said, "Sure." And so I signed her up as a customer, and I'm going to be training her actually tomorrow on how to use the system. She's very excited. I've got a number of stories like that. I know you guys have some stories as well, so I'll just open it up. Who has a story to tell? Go ahead. Jump in.
Jump. Hey, this is Curtis Jordan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Curtis.
Hey, just a real quick story. The one person I've been going back to probably about four or five times over the last 4 years was my high school baseball and basketball coach. Every time we got promoted, every time there's a convention that's over with, I get all excited. I call him up, and he's always open-minded to take a look, but just never pulled the trigger on doing this. Well, his wife has been receiving cards from me for over 4 years, and she wanted to send some cards, so I had him watch the 3-minute video, and all of a sudden the light bulb's going off for him, and he's all excited, and he wants to upgrade to a distributor, but they became a customer last week, and now they're going to be becoming entrepreneurs and building the business, so just exciting.
Fantastic. Good stuff. How about, Bob and Betty Ann, do you have a good customer or distributor story that's happened over the past couple of days?
You bet. We've been having a lot of fun with this, and on Sunday, a couple of days prior to that, we signed up an entrepreneur, and he asked us to come in and speak to his sales staff, and we did on Sunday, and it was really great. We just played the one video, and then we played the second one, did what Cody said and followed that little format, because we've realized that success leaves clues. So everybody listening on this call, they've heard a lot of great information, and it's a successful information. So these are really clues that lead to the top people within, and you can join all of us. But the cool part was we ended up signing up 15 customers for them, and three of those 15 we've got appointments with them tomorrow to go over the about becoming an entrepreneur. So some really exciting stuff starting to happen. But one of the other things that we have noticed, and we've got all of us are going to be, in that, 10 and 10 club. But here's the thing that I think is really important. This is behavior, or this is habits that we should be creating on a daily basis, just not till the end of the month. This should be an everyday occurrence for us. Everybody that we meet, we should be inviting them to look at that 3-minute video. It's fun. So I encourage you all for that.
That's great stuff, Bob. Hey, DeMar, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, DeMar, I got a couple questions for you. One is, do you have a personal story like this? I'm sure you probably have many, but if you wouldn't mind sharing a personal story. And then also, where does the gift account walk through, where you actually walk somebody else through sending a card? Where does that fit into this at all, if at all? I know, Cody talked about the steps of making a list of 30 to 40 people and then playing the videos, but he really didn't mention anything about having somebody send a card. So do you have a personal story, and then also something about maybe your thoughts on where, if at all, having somebody send a card?
Absolutely. I've got lots of stories, and I don't know where to begin. As soon as I got out of the convention, I hit the pavement running. I was very excited about the opportunity to be able to, first of all, Cody gave all of us a challenge to get 10 in 10 days. And, you and me and the Packers and all of the Eagles have plenty of customers. I mean, we have lots of customers, and I made a commitment to do that. So I just started asking everybody. I got this idea from Eric and Joe, but just start a funnel and, remake my list and start talking to people and telling them, it didn't matter if I talked to them before or not, if they're brand new. And I just started saying, hey, I got to have you watch this video. And I downloaded the video on my cell phone, on my iPad, on my computer, and everywhere I possibly could. And I started showing that video to everybody, the two videos. And what I found out is that if you can create the two funnels, you can get people to become customers and also look at the business as well. So, I was in the bank. These are some of my first experiences. I go to the bank and, I've been banking there forever, just like you have, Jordan. And I was going to do some transactions, and they all know me and every teller in there, because I don't go to the drive-in. I always walk in. They've gotten Christmas cards. They all know I'm in the card business. I add it on my phone. I go in there and I say, you guys got to see this. After you watch this video, you're going to want to be my customer. And they go, oh, yeah, the card thing. And they just haven't been my customer. Well, the three tellers that watched it, they're all customers now. Today, I went back in the bank today and went to the branch manager, and I went over to his office. I waited for him to get through with the customer, and I said, Ken, you have to see this. Once you see it, you're going to be my customer. And then after, while right before, this is one of the things I do every time, right before they watch the video, I say this. I say, now, while you're watching the video, if someone comes to your mind, or anybody or several people come to your mind, then you got to watch my second video. And so I showed Ken, he said, after he got through watching the video, I says, Ken, did anybody come to your mind? He says, sure, lots of people did. And I says, great, watch this video. And I pulled up it on my cell phone, clicked on the video, and he watched that video as well. And afterwards, I says, Ken, there's three types of people to join. People who want to just be customers, people who want to make some extra income, and people who want to replace their income. Which one are you? And he goes, well, for now, I'm just a customer, but I'd like to look at the business and sit down and go to lunch with you next week when I'm not so busy. Boom. Pulled out my paper app and signed him up.
That's great, DeMar. So, let me ask you real quick, DeMar, in like 30 seconds to 45 seconds, where does having somebody send a card come into play?
Right after they sign up, that is their account. And so the best time is once they sign up, you get them on the account so that they've signed up the subscription, and then you go and say, let's go send a card. And what the best way to do it is do it right on their account. That's the best gift account you could do is have them do it when they have signed up. So that's kind of how I do it.
Yeah, so in the past, we might have set up a trial account or a gift account for somebody. Now, we're setting them up on an account. We can even say, and we were talking about languaging earlier, even say, you know, I'd like to have you try send out cards for a couple, 3 months. It's $10 a month. Why don't you try it out? And what we found is people become raving fans. Once they've sent a couple of cards, they get hooked on it and they want to stay on it. But heck, what I'm doing is having them send their first card on their account after they signed up. Now, if somebody looks at the video, if they look at the three-minute video and they like it but they're not ready to sign up, I had a realtor in Telluride, Colorado. She loved the video, but she wasn't ready to sign up, so I had her send a card on a gift account, had her send a free card because she wanted to see some of the cards, and then I sent her a couple cards, and I'm following up with her tomorrow because she would have gotten the cards today. So
Jordan, that happened to us Thursday. We had a meeting, and the lady came in. She says, well, I just want to see what the cards look like. And we pulled up an account, let her look at the card catalog, and that's all she needed. And she signed right up, and then she sent a card right after. So it's a great way to do it.
You bet. Hey, Eric Worre, are you there? Eric?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric Worre. Eric, by the way, is a legend in the network marketing profession, been around the profession for many years and owned network marketing companies as well as built distribution networks of hundreds of thousands of distributors. So, Eric, how will this strategy lead to, you know, we talked a lot about customer gathering here. We talked a little bit about building distributors, but how will this strategy lead to distributors and what's your overall take on this whole process?
Well, I will tell you, I'm really excited. This is the reason why I joined this company is for this kind of tipping point. If you haven't read the book, The Tipping Point, it's very, very it's a good read, and it's also very appropriate for what's happening inside of Send Out Cards, because what you want to do in order to be able to create momentum is you want to build confidence in the sales force and increase activity. If you build confidence and increase activity, in other words, if people are willing to talk to somebody else because they become more and more confident every day because they're getting results, then that's going to feed on itself. And everybody's going to get more excited and more active and more excited and more active. Not just the few leaders that are holding up their whole organizations with all their effort, but everybody in their organization will start to become more active. So what you're seeing right now, we're at the very, very beginning of a tipping point that's going to revolutionize the network marketing profession. You've seen the Netflix phenomenon. You're going to see people inside of Send Out Cards, the ones that embrace this and teach it and train it, get very busy. They're confidence building every single day. Their organization is becoming vibrant and achieving velocity in their organizations. So the velocity is huge. In other words, it's not just people signing up here and there, but are people signing up every day. And the interesting thing that I'm seeing is because people are confident, because they share this product using this funnel, the distributor conversation is much easier than it's ever been. And because of that, that's why the company's up 160% last week over the week before in distributor growth. That's why this is just at the very beginning, because what I'm doing is I'm filling up my funnel with as many customers as I possibly can, knowing that when they understand this, they'll become distributors. I just know they will. Because the one really important thing, Jordan, that you mentioned on this call that I have not been doing with my customers, and I'm going to start doing immediately because it's a huge, huge important point, is number one, what Damar said was help them send a card as soon as they get their account. Make sure that gets done. Don't skip that step going to the next one. And number two, schedule a little 30-minute training where you walk them through the system and show them all the bells and whistles, even for a $10 customer.
Yeah, that's where the upgrades. That's where a lot of the upgrades will occur, is during that training.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Even though you're only making $3 a month, believe me, you're planting a seed for a new entrepreneur and somebody who will gather customers as well when you show them how cool this is. So, I'll give you one other thing on top of what everybody else is saying. The questions that you ask after they watch the video are critical. What most people do is say, what did you think? Which is one of the worst things you could say. What did you think? Invite the person to become critical and to be a critic of whatever it is that they just saw. If you ask different questions, or if you like a statement, isn't that cool, is one of the things that Jordan uses. What I like to use are questions like, what did you like best about what you just saw? Did you understand the value of this product? Did you get it? Those types of questions are really, really helpful to moving to the next step. And what Jimmy Dick said, I wrote this down, how do you see yourself using this? Again, it's an assumptive question that leads people into a positive direction. I like that. I like, what did you like best? Probably, as my go-to after this little walkthrough of your sharing of the video. But more than anything else, and I'll shut up, I'm excited, I can go for hours, but I will tell you, more than anything else, it's just about being busy. If you lead by example, if you make a list of 30 or 40 people, if you talk to them, the sign-up ratio of the people you actually talk to and get to watch a video is huge.
Very high. Very high.
It's got to be, of people who watch a video, over 50%.
Oh, absolutely.
In network marketing, I've never experienced that with any product ever.
Ever.
When you have
right.
more than 50%, that's going to build confidence, going to build velocity, going to build momentum in your team. It's going to build volume. And we're heading into the holidays, folks. This is going to be an absolute avalanche.
Eric, this is Cody. The one thing I want to add to that, it goes right along with what you're saying. The one thing that I'm really noticing everywhere, and Jimmy Dick actually says it best, when people ask him now, hey, how do you make money and send out cards? He says, hey, I go out and gather customers, and I show other people how to gather customers. That's what I do. I gather customers. I show other people how to gather customers. Here's what's happening. What's happening is by focusing on what Eric says, all of that easy activity, here's what's going on. The prospect who is looking at this, they're immediately seeing an opportunity. Before you even talk opportunity, they're
That's
seeing
right.
an opportunity because
That's
you're
right.
saying to them, hey, do you know people that could use this? And I could show you how to gather customers just like I do. And so they immediately, before you even talk opportunity, show them an opportunity video or anything, they're already thinking, oh, my goodness, if there's a way that I can show people, and create customers, maybe I can make some money at this. And you haven't even started on the opportunity presentation yet. I love
That's
that.
Great.
and we're seeing
it. Hey, you guys, I got to say something. Last Thursday, we had a meeting, and we had the forms out. This two ladies came, and they were both looking at it for the first time. And the one lady brought the other one, and they both signed up. And the lady who brought the other one says, well, wait a minute, I need to sign up as a distributor if you're signing up as a retail customer. And she signed up as a distributor that night. Just
that's exactly what happened tonight, Mar. One lady brought the other lady. One lady was a guest of one of our distributors, and a woman came with her. And she says when they signed up as retail subscribers, she said, now, wait a minute. If she signs up as a customer and I upgrade, will she be my customer? And I said, well, she can sign up under you as your distributor, not your customer. She said, well, that's what I mean. Will she be my distributor? So there was a sense of loss and urgency there, and she immediately told this girl, said, well, don't you upgrade until I do. So there they were strategizing right in the room, and these are two people who would have walked out of the room before we got this initiative put together. But about to burst, I have to say this. Eric is – said $3 and something a month for that customer, and you're going to go help them get started. But you got to look down the road. See, Eric has thousands of people in his downline, and that customer is not worth $3 a month. That customer is worth tens of thousands of dollars
That's
a month
right.
because there will be thousands of independent distributors who get 10 customers each. And if everybody does the right thing and everybody helps them get started, yeah, you only getting $3 for that one, but you've got 1,000 people in your downline doing that. You've multiplied that $3 by 1,000.
Hey, real quick, guys, we're running out of time, and Cody has a special announcement for us. But before we do, I'd like to hear briefly from Betty Ann Golden and Tommy Wyatt, if you guys want to share your perspective on anything you've heard or talked about tonight or was talked about tonight. Betty Ann, you want to go ahead and start?
Sure. I just want to say, go out and get your 10 and 10. Don't be left out. Don't be the one that didn't get the pin and didn't get recognized, and you'll regret it forever. This is something very special, and I'll tell you, we're all doing it. You can too. And just go for it. Tommy, take it away.
Tommy, take it away. You know what? This is like the first call in my life where I just want to sit here and shut up. I'm getting so fired up listening to everybody else talk that I can't even barely stand it. Gang, if you're listening on this call right now and you're not getting excited, then you don't understand what we're talking about and what's going on here. You know, I'm not going to get into telling stories because we're pressed for time. I just want to say this. You know, Cody stays up at night trying to help us find ways to support the twofold mission to send out cards. And, you know, he stays up extra long trying to find ways to put more money in our pockets. And I'll tell you right now, this is the formula that's going to do it, and this is the tool that's going to make it simple for everybody to do. So it's everything on the table right now. We just need to go out and do it, and more importantly, we need to teach it.
Great. Good stuff. So, Cody B., I hear you might have some good news for everyone on the call tonight, yeah?
I do. I've got great news. I, you know, this 10 and 10, I've been very inspired by the 10 and 10 club, and there's been numerous people that have already qualified. In fact, I'm going to throw out some names real quick. Sandy Shepard, Everett O'Keefe, Tina Torres, congratulations. They're all 10 and 10 club winners already. John Atwood, Mark and Judy Wilson, Cheryl Strong, Remy Massicott, Tarnia Hawkins, Betty Givens, Sandy Shepard, Everett O'Keefe. I'm sorry. I'm saying the wrong same list again. Here, there's a bunch more here. Let's see here. I had it. Carl Schneider, Michael and Nancy Bray, Margie Ammon, Susan Stark, Michael Quarantine, Tessa and Mike Stowe, Donna Monsheen, Jim and Tori Pittman, Martin Nealand, Mike Roy, Nathan Chris, Dominique Moore, and there's several more that have literally become qualified since we've been on the call. So congratulations to all of them who are already 10 and 10 club winners. What I wanted to announce to you right now, I'm just very, very inspired by the 10 and 10 club. It's an exclusive fraternity, if you will. There's only one chance in the history of Send Out Cards to be a 10 and 10 member to get the club. I'm going to do something, and you're the first to hear it on this call. You have the opportunity now to become a member of the exclusive 10 and 10 Q Club, and I'm going to give you until midnight Mountain Standard Time, Monday, September 5th. You now have all the way until Monday night, midnight, Mountain Standard Time, September 5th, to get 10 and 10. Consider this your challenge. Every person on this call should have that 10 and 10. I've given you plenty of time. Get the 10 and 10. You have until midnight on September 5th. Now, those who get it by August 31st, you'll be the 10 and 10 member, and I'm also going to give you a free ticket to the January Recruiting Mastery event here in Salt Lake City. So those who get it by the 31st get a free ticket, and you're in the 10 and 10. The rest of you have clear through midnight Monday, September 5th. And by the way, we're going to do our first leadership call on that night. And I'm going to explain to you how the leadership call is going to work. By the way, Jordan, do you like that announcement? Is that a good announcement?
That's great. That's exciting. Gives everybody a chance to, those people that are just signed, in fact, people that have signed up in the last couple of days, people that signed up today, people that signed up tomorrow, they have now an opportunity to go get their 10, which is awesome.
We're also announcing tonight a special leadership call that will be conducted every Monday night at 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. This takes the place of the long traditional Jordan Adler conference call Monday nights at 8 o'clock. Jordan is moving his call to Sunday night, I believe, at 8 o'clock Mountain Standard. Is that right, Jordan?
8 p.m.
Yeah,
Mountain, so, 9 p.m. Central Sunday night, yeah.
So you'll have the Jordan Adler call will be on Sunday evenings, and the special Send Out Cards leadership call will be every single Monday night at 8 p.m. And here's how that's going to work. The first call will be next Monday on September 5th. And, yes, that is Labor Day, and we're laboring, folks. It's time to rock and roll. We will be holding that call next Monday, September 5th. Here's who will be qualified to be on the call. For the first month, for the first four calls, all senior managers and above and all Q-qualified distributors will be invited on the leadership call. So if you're a senior manager and above or a Q, you will be invited to be on the special leadership call. Effective Monday, October 3rd, that's a month away, only, now listen closely, only Q-qualified distributors will be invited on the weekly leadership call. We're serious when we say we're going to treat the Q people with extra tender, loving care because you made the effort to go out and become a Q. It's very, very important to the formula of your success in Send Out Cards. All of these announcements will be available on the website. The banners will change tonight. Right now the banner says you have till August 31st to get 10 and 10. That'll change to September 5th. And so those are the announcements that I did want to share. And, Jordan, if you don't mind, I would just, first of all, I want to remind everybody, there's a lot of people out there that still don't know any of this. I mean, we think that we come out of convention and 4,000 people were there that everybody knows. Remember, there's another 40,000 people that were not there and that are semi-active and send out cards in some way. And a lot of those people still have never heard of any of this. So we have a responsibility to get the message out, get the word out, get on Facebook, do whatever you got to do, get your email list out, get everything out, get the message out to everybody that we've got these new tools, we've got these new programs, and make sure that happened. The time is now to get out and lead by example, make it happen. In closing, I just want to share with you something from the heart, you know, and that's really what this business always comes back to is the heart, because that's what we are. I mean, we are definitely a heart company. You know, started this business, as you all know, for two reasons, to help millions of people act on their promptings and provide a vehicle for financial freedom. And I'll tell you, I've been very, very inspired. When we go to our conventions and our Treat 'Em Right seminars, I'm so inspired by the people who are there. I'm so inspired by the messages you have, by the way that you were touched by, you were inspired while you were there, by hearing your stories of now being in a place of positivity versus being in a world of negativity, and how Send Out Cards is such a breath of fresh air, it's such a beautiful place to be, such a great, noble, incredible cause. It creates positivity in our lives. Most of us were able to be at this year's convention. We stepped out of the negative world for four solid days and was exposed to incredible, inspiring things. we have a sacred responsibility, folks, to take that to the world. I'm telling you, let's put all of the contests aside, put all the money that you're going to make aside for a minute, put everything aside and think of one thing. Every one of us are very blessed in our lives to be part of this noble cause and in this world of positivity and in a place where we can be inspired like we are to send out cards. We are card-sending people. Every one of us have that distinct blessing in our lives. We have a sacred responsibility to take it to the world. There are millions and millions and millions of people that need to get out of their world, current world of negativity, and into something that will be positive in their life, and you have it right in your hands, right on your websites. Next time you run into somebody and you have that prompting, I need to share, send out cards with them, think of that one thing. I can help that person that I'm looking at. I can help them get out of their world of negativity and into the positivity that I enjoy and send out cards. And that will be the very thing that will put you over the top that will get you to show them that video and help them get started as a customer and send out cards. We need to help millions of people to act on their promptings. It is time, folks, to go to the masses. It is time to change the world, millions of people at a time. One card, one gift, one opportunity at a time. And it's just, it's a great honor. It's a great blessing. And it's I'm just very inspired to be part of this cause along with all of you. So God bless everybody. And Jordan, that's my message for tonight.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Cody B., and thank you.